USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
First-time claims for unemployment benefits are coming in lower than expected. There were 498,000 initial claims last week, which is 92,000 fewer than the previous week's revised total. That's also the lowest number of first-time claims since March 14th of 2020. All that being said, Tony Frank is a restaurant owner in Toledo, Ohio. He says he can't find people to work. He blames it on the stimulus money.
I think the first round of the stimulus money was good. I think the extra unemployment money was good because we were shut down as a country. I understand that. For $700, people who are making $800, $900 will make sacrifices in their life and take things away to be able to sit home. In my opinion, we'll sit home for that $700.
President Biden spending his Thursday on the road promoting his infrastructure plan in Louisiana. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Americans all over the country are pausing at this time for the National Day of Prayer. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens reports.
This National Day of Prayer comes at a time when countless Americans are concerned about the dangerous change in direction we're witnessing. It was former President Donald Trump who reminded us of the words of Dr. Billy Graham that our prayer is the key that opens to us the treasures of God's mercies and His blessings. Mr. Trump went on that prayer has always been at the center of American life because America is a nation of believers.
Pfizer is donating doses of its coronavirus vaccine for athletes participating in the Tokyo Summer Olympics. The company is signing an agreement with the IOC to give doses of shots beginning July 23rd. Officials saying the donation is another part of their efforts to help make the Olympic and Paralympic Games safe. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
After 100 days in the Biden administration, Hunter Biden still owns shares in a Chinese equity firm.
Chinese business records show the president's son, Hunter Biden, continues to hold a 10% stake in the Chinese private equity firm BHR Partners, despite multiple reports from December suggesting he was divesting his position in the company. Then-candidate Biden on the campaign trail.
No one in my family will in fact have any business relationship with anyone that relates to a foreign corporation or a foreign country. Period. End of story.
Former Utah Congressman Republican Jason Chaffetz tells Fox News the president needs to explain.
You promised everybody that it would not be the case, but it is. I have questions about what was going on in Ukraine. They have not come clean on this. They need to have this exposed, and he needs to get out of these business deals.
President Biden in December, after his son's divestment announcement, said it's a representation of, quote, the kind of man of integrity he is, end quote. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A bill to allow the unlicensed carry of handguns in Texas is on its way back to the House after passage in the Senate. In a nearly seven-hour debate on Wednesday, some Republican amendments to the bill were adopted in order to win support of several reluctant Republicans. All 18 Senate Republicans voted in favor of the bill, and all 13 Democrats opposed it. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.